Hunter, your morning macho man. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
What?
You know, just discovered I got a mole in my belly button.
A mole in your belly button?
Yeah.
Is it new?
A mole.
Is it a new mole? Because you might need to go get that checked out, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's not a new mole. I don't like new moles.
I know where every mole is on my body. Every single one. I keep a close eye on them. Close eye on them, yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. Huh. What do you got? You got an innie or an outie?
You got an innie. Innie. It's deep, too. It's deep.
Four knuckles. What? To figure
all
that
right
out.
Yeah. Keep changing there.
Damn. That is a deep... you know, it's funny. My buddy, back in high school, big dude. He would lean into it. You know, he liked being a big guy. But he like, damn, dude, like, dude, look how deep my belly button. He'd stick his entire finger inside of it. You know, I'm like, whoa, that is deep. Doesn't that tickle? He's like, it feels weird, man.
Which, hey, that's true. Like, put your finger in your belly button right now. Can you feel it in the tip of your penis?
Oh,
I can.
It is not. That's a sensitive part. I
right?
don't like doing that.
Like, I'm doing it right now, and I can feel it. I can feel it. God, that is...
You need to clean that thing, too, by the way. It stinks.
I'm trying to make a noise out of it. I can't.
Your stomach hole stinks. You need to clean it.
I have, dude, lint every single shower I take.
How does it always end up in there?
Yeah. And like
what
a big
it?
Ball of it, too.
And it's all... It's like, it always ends up in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big surprise now. It's like, oh, yeah, there's lint in there.
Well...
Like, where does the lint come from?
Here's what's crazy, too.
Your shirt?
Because I work out almost every day, all right? So I shower every single day. And every single day, there's a fresh chunk of lint, ball of lint that comes out of it. I'm huge. Come on, look at these muscles. You're huge. But yeah.
But every day.
Every day, there's a big-ass ball of lint in there. And I don't eat, you know.
What is that?
It's weird.
Can you Google that?
Why do
That's
we have?
Question. Yeah, why is there lint? Always collecting is because it's just a hole right there and it falls down and it collects.
How does lint collect in your
and why
belly
not
belly?
Other holes? You know, there's other holes in your body. Why isn't
booty
lint
hole
there?
Booty hole lint? Is that what you're talking
about? Right, booty hole lint. You know what? I'm just saying.
I mean, I think I've had lint in my butt crack before, you know, like butt,
that's a
butt
legit
crack.
Legit question.
Yeah. Stomach hair is responsible for producing belly button lint. This is a quote, by the way. The scaly structure of hair firstly enhances the abrasion of the minuscule fibers from the shirt, and secondarily directs the lint in one direction, the navel, where it accumulates.
It's interesting.
And what part of evolution is that needed for? Why,
exactly.
Like, evolutionarily speaking, why is this a thing, right?
All right, stomach hairs, this is what we're doing. We're collecting all this lint. We're going to put it in this hole over here.
Okay, now here's the question. What about non-hairy people like me? Obviously, I got a full forest down there.
Yeah,
like, I know.
Yeah, you got like a hairball down there, like a cat hairball.
But if you're smooth,
I'm like a hairless cat, so I don't have much lint in my belly button, but it still gets in there.
Yeah, I got a straight up ball in there.
Like
weird.
A tumbleweed, man.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. It's like, you know, it's always a different color than the shirt I'm wearing. Like, it's not like the same color of the shirt.
Yeah. And how long does it take? Is it from that shirt that day, or is this like...
Well,
you know, it depends on how you shower and every day. You should notice.
Like
day,
I'm telling
right?
you, man. I seriously, I work out every day. I walk on the treadmill every single day. I always get a good sweat going, and I shower pretty much every day. And there is lint in there every single day.
I should do a time lapse video.
Just how it does.
And have David Attenborough commentate it.
And here we see the hairy male,
as you can see, the lint builds up.
As he inspects himself during his cleaning, his ritual cleaning.
You know?
And yes, he has found lint once again in his belly orifice.
And yes, we used Brock Havens, the hairiest man of them all.
We found an exceptionally hairy primate. And now he is checking his butt crack to see if there's lint in there. Oh, look.
So much lint. So much lint.
It's amazing that clothes are still on him with how much lint.
Stupid.
This does it. This has been the worst 5 minutes of our lives.
Hey, you know what? No, we accomplished something because everybody wants to know the answer.
Did we accomplish something? I don't know if we did.
Yeah, we did. You know, today you learn. Take that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Use the lint as a starter, all right? Anyway, my God, let's move on. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Yeah, you could start fires easily.
Oh, yeah, watch out, man. Watch out.
Making you smarter, harder every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrus Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Give them a call. I actually called them just the other day just to check in with Kristen and the crew at Bintrus Moving and Self-Storage, getting my camper ready for the winter, keeping it there because I know it's dry, it's safe, it's protected, and they can do the same for you. Something.
What's
for
your storage unit number?
No, I'm not telling you, all right? You get out of here.
Why?
Because I'm going to show up and you're going to be living in my camper, all right? Get out of here. No,
broadcasting from the camper.
You need a code and you need a key. You're not getting in there, man. Anyway, hit them up. Bintrus Moving and Self-Storage. They're going to get you taken care of. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do blimpin'.
Didn't it? Blimpin'. I don't know if we can we say that?
Blimpin'.
Blimpin'. Damn.
Blimpin'.
I feel bad even trying to...
Say it, Hunter. Say it.
It's sleeping with a fatty.
You're right.
Now I feel bad.
Blimping. It's going out with the sole purpose of picking up a fatty at the bar. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity lovers here, all right? Okay? Sometimes Absolutely. Sometimes you want to get something that is a little more buoyant, all right?
Better lovers.
Yeah. More enthusiastic, in my opinion. In my opinion, you don't want some skinny chick who's all high on herself, all right? No.
Yeah, you want to go used to everybody looking at her.
Yeah,
you
know? Get someone who's a little thick in the thighs, all right? They're going to give you a good time.
All right. I'm stepping out of this one.
Don't get stuck
it's
underneath.
Brock at WIRX.com.
Don't get stuck underneath. He was supposed to pinch my leg if he was running low on air.
This is Billy Mays.
He once sat on a guy and killed him. No.
Supposed to pinch my leg.
No. Example. Man, I feel like blimping tonight. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Blimpy. Wasn't Blimpy an old, isn't that like a sandwich? Isn't there a sandwich place called Blimpy?
Go get myself a Goodyear for the night. That's what I'm doing. All right. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. As always, brought to you by Bintrus Moving and Self-Storage. We'll be back.